Hi. A famous scientist has just written to say how excited they are at the Bruce Lipton interview that I sent out recently. This scientist is working on a very exciting project, right out on the edge there. A lot of funding for a study that is really around empathy, about us starting to be more human beings. So this scientist is very excited at what Bruce Lipton is saying, and quite rightly so. And what they're saying is they're so glad that some people are starting to see that ... But what this scientist is not seeing, that although people are starting to see a new level, what this scientist is not realizing, that there's another level beyond where they are as well. This scientist is commenting on something somebody else wrote at, the perfection of everything. And this scientist is missing the perfection of everything. Now, I know that's really hard to get. You look at the world news, the mainstream news, let alone the alternative news, and you say, how can that be perfect? Well, maybe, just maybe it is. Maybe there's something going on that we're not seeing. It feels certain to me. When I say it feels certain, if somebody's to say to me, well, how do you know that? I don't know that. It isn't a knowing. I can't get this certainty to function in the brain. It's somewhere else. There's a feeling, a sense of somewhere else, that what's going on here is a form of significant game. That's interesting. Significant and a game. And that somewhere everything is. Now, there's no word for that. That's, Jesus called it the kingdom of God, and Lao Tzu called it the Tao, the way, the hidden harmony. That there is something else that's there all the time. And out of that comes this charade, this game we're playing. But when I say game, I'm not saying that it's insignificant and needs to be played. But what I find happens is when somebody has a realization that is quite significant, they think, ah, this is it. And then they get as stuck there as they were before. And as I see, the game is not to get stuck anywhere. Yes, we've had this realization, and if we keep looking, even at science, almost everything I was told at school about science is now totally out of date. And it becomes out of date almost weekly on some level. There's something else and something else and something else. But there's a part of us that wants to be certain. It wants to say, ah, so this is it. And then we feel safe and secure and predictable, and now we've got it. And what I'm suggesting is there isn't an it to get, or everything is it. Don't worry if you don't follow this next bit. Just listen. You know the thing I usually say, don't agree, don't disagree, and don't understand. Just listen to this possibility. What this scientist is studying with is empathy. And another word for empathy could really be love. And I think generally science is starting to move out of being scientific and starting to be a bit more human, which most people are afraid of. I tell you why you're afraid of being human. You're afraid of being human because you don't have any control there. You see, there's no control in being human. You start to feel things that are not logical or inconvenient. And so up to now, that aspect has been pushed aside. No, we're not going to that sentimental side. We're going to keep it factual and scientific. But you see, you can't do that, because what factual and scientific is doing is removing a piece and saying this piece is the whole, and no piece is the whole. So here's the bit that's a little bit difficult to get. So when we're talking about love, we usually talk about a lover and a loved one. And what they say in the East is the seer and the seen are one. When there's a realization happened, there's a realization there is no separation. And this is where it gets very difficult, because of course there's a separation. You can see this person sitting opposite you that you love. But what this is trying to indicate is, and I know it gets difficult here, but this other person is not other than you. There is only the unformed. And each of us take a form in order to see ourselves more clearly as an opposite. So we created hate so that we could see love. We created opposites so that, not that it matters, because everything is, but we're playing this charade, this game, to see more clearly. So when we talk about love, we immediately go to loving another. And what I'm just putting in there for you to float with, don't try and understand it. You can't understand it. Understanding is opposites. There is no other. There is only is. All one, all included, unformed. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was separation. From the unformed came, let's say, desire for something, and then a slight separation. And what we've done it on this planet is we have really separated. Boy, we have gone into separation. We've pushed everything as far apart as we possibly can. Love and hate as far as it possibly can. Duality to its extreme. And what's being suggested now is that experiment is over. We're coming back together again. We're flowing back together. And the more resisted, the more we're going to feel uncomfortable. How come we resist it? Because we don't feel in control. We think something else is controlling us, but we are the something else. Once again, not to be taken seriously.